What's up, guys? Drop101.com. As always, I found some really good news this week. Because I'm sorry, I'm doing a lot of these stories. I know some people don't like that. They like me to talk from the cuff. But sometimes I love talking about these stories. A motorcyclist told authorities he didn't intend to hurt a trucker who he opened fire on during a road rage incident. Excuse me. A motorcyclist has told authorities that he didn't intend to hurt a trucker who he opened fire on in a road rage incident. Alan, I'm going to say this guy's name wrong. Alan Shatuko was driving his rig through construction zone on I-94. Holy shit, this happened in Michigan. Heading east. When he first noticed the motorcyclist, the man allegedly pulled a pistol out of his coat and began firing. Do you understand how fucking dangerous that is? He's on a motorcycle. He has one hand he's driving his motorcycle with in our bumpy ass roads in Michigan. That shit is crazy. Norris told police that he was angry with Shakoto for cutting him. Oh, let me spell that name so people who can actually pronounce the name correctly will actually know it. It's Shotko. He was angry at the trucker for cutting him off in a construction zone and admitted to firing at him, but claimed that he hadn't intended to hurt him. Authorities found one bullet which had struck the radiator of the truck, and Norris has been charged with assault to do great bodily harm, less than murder assault, and was with a dangerous weapon and discharged a firearm from a motor vehicle and carrying a concealed weapon. So he wasn't even licensed to carry a concealed weapon. Typical dumbass. No one was injured in this incident. So this is from, again, the Trucker's Report. Every once in a while, they show me fucking crazy shit like this. Now, here's the thing. All you new dudes and all you experienced dudes have had this happen to you. Yes, you will piss some people off. Some people will get pissed. The most rage I've dealt with on the road has never been being shot at. I have had motherfuckers slow down in front of me to ridiculous levels where I got to worry about keeping them safe and saving their fucking life because they're stupid. I talked about this incident. This stupid asshole in a moving van was on his cell phone. He was like an inch from the back of my truck. I'm blocking up traffic in the left lane. I try to get over, pass him. He keeps speeding up because he's just focused on that stupid ass cell phone. Then I slow down to go back behind him. He then speeds up and keeps blocking me from getting over. Everybody's behind me is pissed at me, right? So this young kid with his look like his girlfriend, little sister, he starts slowing down, trying to glide his car off my truck and trying to do dumb shit. And I have to be patient because I'm not going to kill this kid. I want to kill this kid. I want to, because I know his daddy done told him them trucks is governed, son. You ain't got nothing to worry about. My truck was not governed. Actually, I was headed towards the shop to get it governed. Fucking idiot. He didn't realize that he was dealing with something wide open. All I had to do was mash the gas and we'd have been hitting it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I didn't kill the kid, right? So in that incident, and in this incident, you know, this crazy motherfucker talking about I'm shooting a fucking, I think it was 45. Was it a 40? Yeah, it's 40 caliber. That's a behemoth. That's a goddamn dirty hairy gun. That ain't no warning gun. A 22 is a warning gun. You know what I'm saying? You watch your goddamn self. I don't see how he didn't get intent to kill. Anytime you're shooting something at a 40 caliber, right, you're going to leave some big holes in the motherfucker. Yeah, and also, my man definitely did the right thing because he pulled his truck over. You can't outrun a motorist like that. You endanger the public. Somebody after you with a pistol, even though I'm sure this truck driver, I don't know who he is. I don't know, you know, who this guy is, but I'm sure, like many truckers, he might have had to pull over to get his shit out. You know what I'm saying? He had to, you know, pull over to get his shit right, you know. But in that situation, you definitely want to pull over. Because that person, if they're doing, they're flying, most likely they're going to pass you. And you can get the hell out the way or come off on an exit because you can't outrun people in a semi-truck. I mean, 9 times out of 10, you're governed. And if you ain't governed, you hit a curve wrong or something like that, you're going to flip. Now you're endangering everybody else's life. You know, and 9 times out of 10, this guy is going to, you know, run off, you know, like the bitch he is, you know, and unless he comes after you. Now, if he comes after you, well, you know, make sure you pull over in a nice cornfield somewhere where you can hide, right? And hopefully you get a drop on this son of a bitch, right? So, you know, just a little tactical thing, you know. Or if you happen to have a pistol and he's dumb enough to start pulling over in front of your truck, you can unload on his ass. You know, I'm not saying, you know, maybe you get keep a, I gonna say get a shovel and some lye, but that. Now, I'm an honest man. I ain't never done that before. Nah, I'm an honest man. I ain't never hurt nobody. But, yeah, this shit is crazy. And also, this doesn't happen a lot. I mean, most motorists, the biggest road rage bullshit you're going to deal with is somebody trying to pull off in front of you or, you know, slam on the brakes or, you know. I always say I can compare the amount of times I've been flash breasts with the amount of times I've dealt with road rage, and breast flashing would outweigh road rage. So it's not something to worry about. Unless you're offended by big titties. And if you're offended by big titties, then you might not want to become a truck driver. I'm just saying. No. But, yeah, I mean, I thought the story was crazy. The idea that this guy said he was going to injure somebody. He wasn't intending to kill somebody with a 40 caliber. If you don't understand that, go to YouTube, put in 40 caliber, and you'll see what the fuck that can do to something. And you can see ballistic tests and all types of shit, dude. It's that dude intended to kill somebody. He needs to go to jail for the rest of his fucking life. That was attempted murder, you know. But anyway. So, that's it. That's all I wanted to talk about that. Because I know a lot of guys always ask me about road rage. And what's the worst it can get? That's the fucking worst it can get. Right? 9 times out of 10, it getting that worse on you is fucking... It's not going to happen. 9 times out of 10, it's not going to happen to you. Like I said, you're more likely to see big titties. Okay? And if that... If you can't handle that... If you break down and cry... Right? I'm sorry. That's just, that's the way trucking is with all these rude, dirty women. All right, guys. TruckDriver101.com. Oh, that shit's crazy. I wasn't intending to kill him. I was just shooting a fucking gun that could put a hole in a fucking watermelon sized hole in his body. I wasn't intending to kill him. Fucking bitch. Like, if you want to be a man, right? Get the trucker to pull over, right? Handle it like a man. Whip out your fucking fist, you bitch. Right, and be a fucking man. Right? You want to handle it like that? Handle it like that.